Let's see.
Thank you for calling Gutter Tech. This is Brad. How may I help you? Hello? Please take me off your call list immediately. Hello?
Hello, Brad? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, it took you about 20 seconds to answer. What's going on?
Sorry about that, brother. My headset, I think it, like, died on me or something. I apologize. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Give me that follow-up call.
How you doing?
I'm doing great,
is
brother.
Is this the call that we're supposed to talk about right now? 10 o'clock Thursday? Or was it 2 o'clock we were supposed to speak?
You told me just call any time today. That's what
okay.
I had in my notes.
Well, not, I'm not at my
in.
Office.
Okay.
No, I'm not at my office yet, and I thought the call was at 2 o'clock, so.
Yeah, I'll reschedule it for 2, no problem, brother. Let me pull up my calendar. Yeah, 2 o'clock.
I actually got estimates that came in for me all day today, but.
Oh, okay.
How long is this going to be? Because Local Splash, I need you to, you're the one that does the Google connection, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yeah, I can go over to my office right now.
Okay,
and,
awesome.
I haven't got any appointments right now, so it's not bad. I was just fixing to set up and do that. Now, I'm about 2 minutes from my office getting upstairs.
Okay,
if you don't
perfect.
Mind, I'd like to get this handled right now.
Yeah, let's do it, brother.
So, we got a ton of estimates coming in right now because of this rain.
Right.
So,
I thought you were going to be off because of the rain.
Yeah.
I was like, you said,
I got to get out here and measure shit up while it's raining. People buy when it's raining.
Really? Okay. That's smart. Okay.
Yeah. I brought my rain jacket and everything with me. So
there
you
go. You got the poncho
day,
on.
That sucks.
Yeah. Quality poncho.
I actually have a nice Carhartt jacket. Look professional, you know?
Right.
So, I'm at a red light. If you want to call me back in 10, that would be good. That way I wouldn't be wasting your time, but I'd really like to talk to you with my wife involved.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
You know,
so 10 minutes
are you going to get online and are you going to get online and show us anything or?
Yeah, I could show you. I could walk you through the email on what's included for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm moving again now, so I'm about two seconds away from my
office. Okay. Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, I sent it to the guttertech@sbcglobal.net. That's the right one, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And if I remember correctly, yeah. So we were talking about Google Ads and the local SEO too. Okay. Here, let me resend this email just so it's at the top of your email thread once you get there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get out of the car now and then. Go up the stairs. So
yeah, take your time, brother. I'm resetting the
just about a minute and a half. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right.
I'm gonna put my. Well, I can't wear those, and she's gonna hear too.
Right.
I had AirPods.
Do you?
Well, it keeps all the extra noise out of my hearing because I've got ringing in the ears hearing. From too many sheep incidents and stuff.
Right.
And too much practice. I like to shoot guns. I like to be ready for when the outlaws come.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. I got my coffee in hand.
Perfect.
Golly, man. I feel like I'm getting beat up getting in and out of my truck.
Right. Quality problems, man.
I'm getting old, dude.
Are you? How old are you? If you don't mind me
65.
Asking. 65. That's right. I remember you telling me that. I'm 35, so I'm about half of the little over half of what
take,
you got.
Take your good advice. Get out of softball. Get out of anything that hurts you. Weightlifting, anything.
Right.
Just get skinny and get ready for your old age.
Right.
Because
right.
Being heavy like I am because I lifted weights all my life, it's really a disservice to your body later.
Really? Man, I lift all the time, too. I coach high school football, so I lift with the kids a lot, you know? I can't really get away from it, you know?
Get in shape, that's all.
Yeah.
You ride the bike. You don't need to be a big fella. Unless you're out there blocking.
Right, you know? Right. Well, I coach offensive linemen. I don't got to block nobody, so. Yeah.
You got blocking for you, don't you?
Yeah, they're blocking for us, for sure, for sure. Boys did good last year. We had a undefeated season, went 10-0, and then we lost the second round in the playoffs, though. That game haunted me, man. It was kind of crazy. So the year before, we lost in the second round as well, and I didn't watch that film until, like, I don't know, like 5 months later. You know, like, I just couldn't watch it. And this one, man, like a couple days after, I've watched it at least 50 times, you know? So it's kind of weird how that works. But, you know, we'll be better from the next season for sure.
Right. I'm in here with my wife right now.
Perfect, perfect. Nice to meet you, man. My name is Dan Nelson, Local Splash.
Say hello.
Okay, hello.
Hi. So what I was talking to Brad about is doing some online marketing for your company. Did you want to pull, are you able to pull the email up, Brad?
I'm not, my wife can.
Okay, perfect. So I sent it to the guttertech@sbcglobal.net.
I can get this knocked out.
Okay.
Got it pulled up. Okay. So it's going to be from Daniel Nelson. It should be titled VIP Campaign.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's going to have, it'll say thank you for considering, and then it has like a blue link. It'll say VIP package pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
This is probably my favorite page because it just has like everything in one spot, you know? But it should say take control of your online presence, get found online, generate more leads. That's obviously the main goal of this program. And then I'll talk to you about the review monitoring and the tracking system in just a second. But if you scroll past proven success.
Wait, let him talk.
Okay.
Oh, scroll past proven success, our process, and our Google partnership badge. I want you to go to the one that says VIP.
Proven success, our process, Google Ads, Barton.
Okay.
So
it'll say entrepreneur, executive, VIP. So you guys are going to get the VIP package, everything underneath that. Don't worry about the normal rate on there, okay? The $299 setup fee you'll see on there, that's waived 100%. So that's waived completely. The monthly will be reduced for that package to $499 a month. Okay, and that's with the Google Ads, Brad. It's month-to-month, no contract, and you're grandfathered into that rate, so it'll never go up on you. So I know you told me you plan on going 11 more years. It'll stay the same rate for you.
Does that cover the $200 city of Austin as well?
It does. Yes, sir. Correct.
And then what else does this do, I guess? Because I can't really read it because your screen's so dark.
Okay, so it's going to include Google Places and Bing Local. That's the map section on Google. And it will say SEO content creation. That's basically keyword phrases. So we're going to target you guys for 20 different keyword phrases in the map section. Okay? That covers Austin. All right? Then under U.S. client support, you're going to see Google Advertising. That's where we're going to be able to target your different areas. I know you weren't too keen on going to San Antonio, but the different cities you want to target, we'll do that through ads, basically, in the sponsored section, okay? Then you're going to see popular directory submissions. The main directories is like this. It's Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. Those are really the main directories we're submitting you to.
Yeah.
Okay. And then It'll say on there, review monitoring, optimized landing page. I forget, you have a website already, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So don't worry about a landing page or even a custom website. We're going to link your website to all your directories. Okay, so we don't have to create you a new one. We'll promote your current one.
Okay, so I already have somebody that deals with all the directories.
Okay. Got it.
I was with the Yellow Pages.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the Yellow Pages whenever they went away from the actual
book.
Right.
And then everything went online. Mm-hmm. And then they changed it over to another program. And whoever was in charge of my company that was supposed to be helping me with that, which I was paying for, was not helping me, and they were putting the wrong address and the wrong telephone number because they were calling a marketing telephone number, which I had several people contact me and say, this is saying you have a completely different phone number.
Mm-hmm. I see it on there. Yeah.
And so they went and changed it. And I finally told them, I was like, why am I paying you money if you're not going to do the right thing for me? And they had the directory submission. So I took that away from them. I actually took that away, and I went with another company that helps me do that already.
Okay. So you're working with a company right now for your online marketing, just to clarify?
I do work with a company on some of my online marketing.
Who is it?
Okay.
It's with Broadly. It used to be PR. And I've been with them for years.
Got it. Okay.
And they're also helping me do some Google advertising now. I have them at a very small budget with my Google advertising.
Got it. Yeah, we recommend, so out of that $499 monthly, right, you have $300 essentially going towards the Google ads. So
and
the
that's
budget,
what I'm paying them.
Got it. Okay, so you're on a $300 budget with them. That's really the minimum we recommend to get sufficient results at all.
Right.
Okay. What about are they working on your map listing too?
Okay, so I've already confirmed my map listing with Google.
You're verified. We don't have to verify you. I see the 290 reviews, 5-star rating, right?
Right.
All that's great. What we're talking about though is, doing search engine optimization on your Google business profile. Like, we don't have to change the number or anything like that, but we do need to target the keywords to correlate with all the other directories Google scans for.
I just went back in with my Google, and I just did a whole bunch of, it has like an AI thing where it recommended certain searches that where people were searching for.
Okay.
And I went in and I went ahead and went with whatever the AI part.
Right.
And then I went in and I inputted all the information that went along with those. So
got
it gave more information. I just did that like 3 days ago.
Okay. So it sounds like the map listing you're rolling on, the Google ads you're rolling on. Okay. What about social media ads? Are you doing those on your own or the other company?
I do those on my own, and I'll be honest, I don't probably get to it like I should, but
okay.
I don't really feel like
I tried to call him.
I know. I mean, I did my research when we first started, you know, when Facebook came out and Instagram came out, and I know that there's a lot of benefits to doing it. I'm just, you know, probably not optimizing it like I should.
Okay.
But
so
since I'm doing my own website, I am optimizing.
The website looks amazing too. I was telling Brad that. Yeah, you did a great job.
And like I just did. I mean, I'm trying to go in and change things and like really get, you know, that going. And then plus, I have my website is connected to the Google reviews that I have.
I see that.
Anytime.
Yep.
Somebody gives me a new Google review, then that automatically goes onto my website.
Right.
So,
right. No, killing it.
I'm doing a lot of stuff.
You're killing it. You are killing it, 100%. And I appreciate you
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school for this crap. I've had to teach myself how to do all of this.
Thank God for YouTube, huh?
Sometimes, yes. Because there's been times when I'm like, I don't know how to do this crap.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to teach myself. And we've been down the road of, you know.
My reasoning for all this, Kathy, too.
And he
get this in, get him on here, is because we can't get a listing beyond clean outs.
No, and I talked to PR about that yesterday. So there's another company that's out here that on their Google page, it says something else other than gutter clean outs. And Google only allows gutter clean outs or gutter services.
Right, for the category.
Is their main category for gutter tech or for any gutter company. And for some reason, this other gutter company has a different category. But it's not a listing. It's not like something I can get off of Google. And I don't know if they're going through a third party and that's how it's on there.
We want installs.
But he wants installs. And I've tried to explain to him I can't get installs. But
under gutter services, could you not put installs?
You can, Kathy. So all you have to do, and this is part of what we do, gutter installation, right, for example, or like, let's say you guys did leaf guard or whatever the case, right, that needs to be added in the content in the post on the Google page.
Yeah, and I have all, and I have all that in there. I have it in there with my Google page.
Right, I see custom seamless rain gutter system installation, you know, which is great. And then it says like K style seamless box gutters, but most people will, you know, they're going to just type in, you know, gutter install or gutter installation. So you kind of have to tailor the post, right, with those keywords, and then they have to correlate on all the other directories that Google scans for, which even though it's not in Google's directory, that would include like Bing. I noticed I don't see an Apple submission, Yahoo, right? You link it to Yelp as well. All those things are going to help for you to rank in the map section for those keywords. Does that make sense?
All this.
And she's got a lot of stuff there, multifamily, commercial gutters. Business,
yeah.
Storm damage from hail. We've got you covered.
Right, but is that in all the other directories? Like, is that on Bing? Is that going to be on Apple? Is it on Yahoo, Yelp, right? Like, the keywords.
Now you're giving her more work to do.
Well, I'm trying to help. You know, we could do the work for you, you know? 100%, and we're a Google Premier partner. Google Ads, it sounds like you're already taken care of, right? So if you wanted to do like the local SEO where we optimize your map listing, we're not going to change the phone number. We're not going to hurt like your current rankings, right? But if we could get in there and add keywords and correlate them to all the other directories Google scans for, we'd love to do that for you. That particular package is at $199 a month. That was the second package we talked about initially, Brad.
Yeah.
So what, I'm sorry, go over that again.
Which package is that?
Yeah, so that's going to be the pro. Let me resend you guys an email. Give me a second here.
I thought it was up above.
No, it's going to be a totally different one. Hold on. Let me send you the pro package right now. So there's going to be another email coming through that will be titled Increase Your Business with the Pro Package. Ignore the website on there. We don't need to create you a new one.
Now, who's that other company we're with that's doing the mapping?
You said Broadly, right?
RealWorks. No, I've got RealWorks that's doing the
RealWorks.
I've never heard of RealWorks. There's thousands of different digital marketing companies, though, you know?
They're here in Austin.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's the geotagging that's going on my website where it has, like, the little houses and it has a map and it tells people where we've done work, and then I can also... It implements the review, and then I also can submit the pictures that go along with the review.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's metadata.
Give a little bit more information. Mm-hmm. So that helps with, you know.
That's on-site search engine optimization. So it'll help you organically over time, right? Like,
yes.
So on Google,
yes.
when you do a
that's
search,
supposed to help me with the map, and that's supposed to help me broaden my map on Google, so it shows that I'm working in
their neighborhood,
a larger section other than just South Austin.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's more so, because I'm really familiar, like, with the metadata you're talking about, and there's, like, blogging, indexing, right? Like, that's all on-site search engine optimization, mm-hmm. which is on the uh-huh. website. So when you do, like, a search, you'll see Google Guaranteed, you'll see Google Ads, you'll see the map, and then below the map, you have all the listings. Usually it's, like, flooded with Thumbtack, Network, Angie Lead, Yellow Pages, all that stuff, you know? So that's the organic section. Oh, go ahead.
Angie's List, a bunch of thieves.
Yellow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that so many times. I wish I had a nickel every time I heard it. You know, like, no, I know. I've had some clients that did well on it, but the majority I hear, yeah, it's...
Well, if you're a roofer, you're getting took to the bank, and then about 19 other people are getting the same lead.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a lead box people fill out. So it could be somebody's kid, you know, filling it out, and, you know, you're getting charged.
They robbed my account of $6,000 before I could go to the bank and withdraw anything.
Wow. And I know you were with them a while, right, when they were Service Magic, you said, too?
Yeah, we did Service Magic, and they lied to us every lead we got. We told them we only wanted the copper.
Yeah, it's the same company. Service Magic with his Home Advisor, and now Home Advisor.
Yes.
Yeah, we were with the other one first, though.
Service Magic. Yeah, same company, though. Same owners. Yeah.
Our profile strength, what does it say?
It's saying
it's... We're almost a complete circle on profile strength.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so what I was explaining, though, is that organic section, it's really hard to rank there because you're competing with, you know, Thumbtack, Network, Angie Leads, Yelp, you know? Like, the map section optimization is a much better bet. That's off-site search engine optimization, and that's something we focus
on. You're saying, you know, your program is better than that thing that we've been doing for 6 months.
No, so the on-site SEO is great, right? Like, having
the
website.
I'm talking about the name of that?
It's RealWorks.
RealWorks.
The
geotagging.
It's
better than geotagging, yes. You know, because geotagging is going to take a while for you to actually rank in that organic section, 100%.
Well, we've been doing it for about eight months
now.
Yeah.
He said it would take probably a year to a year and a half before it really showed up good for us.
Yeah, but that's the correct timeline for sure. Sometimes, though, it's a lot longer, especially in Austin, because, like, you're having to compete with those bigger companies, like I mentioned, you know? The map section, though, the good thing is, like, Home Advisor, Thumbtack. Like, you guys are ranking number one for some keywords in the map section already. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are doing good there. All we're talking about is, hey, giving us a chance to get in, optimize it for more keywords like gutter installation, right, or keywords you're not currently ranking for, where we could help with that, as long as you don't have another company working on it, though. Because you don't...
Well, it's just like, you know, keyword brothers gutters. You know, my brother and I started this gutter company, but that's the name of a gutter company now. They're huge.
Right.
You know, and then you got this gutter who is standing on top of our name in so many places, like on the internet. You pull up Gutter Tech and you'll see Brothers Gutters right on top of us, or you'll see this gutter right on top of us, you know?
Well, and what they were doing is they were tagging us in their...
It's their keyword.
Actual advertising, they were saying Gutter Tech in their advertising, and then you would click on it, and it would take you to Brothers Gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to send so many...
Cease and desist.
Yes, to Google and let them know that they were using my name. And they did it to every single gutter company in Austin.
They did.
Because we talked to other gutter companies.
This gutter, mostly.
We were doing it.
Yeah.
At Brothers Gutters. Brothers Gutters is a... franchise, so they have somebody sitting at a computer, several people sitting at a computer,
working on it all day,
all day long, and were pulling leads from my name,
from nationwide people,
and my reputation.
Yeah, that's like black hat SEO. It's really, ultimately, every company I see that goes that route typically ends up getting suspended and it ends up being a headache. But I see them on here. It's the brothers that just do gutters, right? That's
yeah.
what you're talking
yeah,
about?
And then, yeah, and then this yeah. gutter as well.
This gutter I didn't see when I searched your name, you know, but
if
I do...
You just saw brothers that do gutters?
Yeah, I see brothers that do gutters, but if I do, like, gutter installation... Yeah, it's I mean, Gutter Tech, they have that in their, probably in their optimization, like you guys said, right? So it's gonna be really difficult. Ultimately,
as a third party person, how do you get to Google to get them to understand that they're using our name of our gutter
right.
company as a search engine optimizer word? That is really taken away from our business and we're about to sue. I mean,
right.
what else can we do, you know?
Well, that's the only thing is that we don't have an actual...
Maybe we put Brothers Gutters on here and see what we got.
You have to trademark your name in order for it to become a legal battle.
Right? Yeah, and it's, you know, we're a Google Premier partner, so we do have a rep at Google dedicated to our company. I mean, we can reach out to them and see, like, what the avenue would be. But without the name being trademarked, and it'd be tough to trademark that name, too, because it's, you know, gutter technician, gutter tech. It's kind of like a keyword, too, you know? It'd be really difficult is all I'm trying to say. I don't want to promise you guys we'll get them off of your stuff, you know? The good thing is you guys have more reviews than them, right? A way better rating. All of them are 5 stars. So when people are doing a gutter, I mean, they're 4.8, right? But they have way less at 142. But when people do a search for gutter tech, I mean, ultimately we want them to pick the right one, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we're that I can't promise you guys we could help with that. You know, like getting we could forward it to our rep, right? And see like. If there's an avenue to get them to stop using that in their keywords or whatnot, but what I can promise you we can help it with is expanding your keyword phrases in the math section, you know?
Okay. So the other one that I'm seeing here is Yelp, and I have a Yelp account with Yelp.
Okay.
Have to. Yep. They're extorting us, and that's how they keep people off of our site. With them.
I remember you told me that. You were paying them just to keep the reviews. We actually just recently became a partner with Yelp, too, where we offer, like, customized, like, Yelp packages and stuff. It's super brand new, though, with our company. We actually have a rep that – it's actually my wife, too, at the company. She, like, she sets up those accounts or whatnot, you know, where they personalize, like, your Yelp ads, et cetera.
I've been dealing with Yelp for – 10 years.
They've been extorting us so long.
Yeah.
I've heard things about that, like where, you know, they, if you don't pay them, the certain reviews don't show, or like...
We've had a negative review, and I mean, and I asked the gentleman to take it down after he sent me a long email saying that he did us wrong, and he never did. He's probably dead now. But
Yelp never took it down.
Yelp never took it down. They did put it on the back side, so it's not something that's shown, you know, at the top.
Yeah, look for it.
Which is great, you know, but...
he apologized to us and asked us how he could make restitution to us.
And I told him...
He's going through a 12-step program, obviously.
Oh, okay. Wow. She'd have been like, hey, take the review off, you know?
He paid us. And then he went back and canceled the check before it got cashed through the bank.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, he's $1,800.
It was one of those things.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. And then he said that we placed a lien on him, which we never did. Like, he went into this big spill of, like, all this stuff, you know.
He
was the president of the men's walking club. Does that tell you anything?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
He didn't have a wife. He had a friend.
Because I see the Belia R and then Myra on here. Maybe it's gone. You said it's on the Yelp page, right?
Yeah, it's on my Yelp. I don't know, and they might have taken it off. They might have taken it off by now.
Yeah, I think they did. Because all I see negative reviews, I see Belia R. It was in May 2nd, 2019. And then Myra E. in 2017.
Yeah, and I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
I
think those belong to gutter techs. People get the wrong email sometimes because there's another company, TTX.
I saw them. Yeah, I saw them too. Yeah.
Ever since they came in, we get their phone calls. They've bought stuff on my credit card, and I've bought stuff on their credit card. That's how confusing it's been for everybody out here.
Yeah, I see them on here. Yeah. Did I go into the wrong Yelp?
They opened up an account at
I went in the right one. Okay.
Yeah, they opened up an account at ABC Supply, and all of a sudden, they're paying for my gutter.
And likewise. They're not using, like, your keywords, though, right? It's just a similar name, it looks like, is all it is.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think, you know,
people get confused is what's going on.
What happens, I think, if people use the speaker and they talk into their phone and then they say, call gutter tech.
And it calls gutter tech.
And AI is not that good.
If you don't say it a certain way, then sometimes we get their phone calls and they're like, we need to cancel our appointment, or when are y'all coming out to do our gutters? And we're like, well, we don't know who you are.
Who's the newer company? Gutter Techs, right? TEX?
Yeah, they're newer.
They got to change that name.
They drive Sprinter vans just like ours, too.
Oh, no way. No way. They have a Yelp, too, that's like looks like similar to yours, too. It's crazy.
I know.
Well, they can't have an original thought on their own.
Yeah. Like, Gutter Tech, it sounds like a great name. Let's do Gutter Tech.
I almost
bought that webpage or that domain site so nobody could.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, and I was going to do Gutter Doc, Gutter everything like that, Gutter Medic, all those things. I was going to do all of that.
There's companies that do that. They'll buy domains, like popular domains, right? And then they'll
sell them. I should have done it.
They'll sell them for like crazy amount, like $10,000 or $15,000 for a domain that costs them like $5. You know, like it's crazy. You know, but there's companies that do that actually. It's nuts.
I almost did it 20 years ago, and I should have done it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have Gutter Techs out here under Gutter Techs. Anything that sounded like Gutter Tech, I should have done.
Right.
Gutter Medic, because I was a paramedic firefighter, makes sense.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But I didn't want to do everybody's repairs.
For sure. And you would have had to keep renewing the domain every year or every 5 years or whatever you set it at, you know. Like,
I'd have had to put it on a credit card for renewal because one year this company from Taiwan bought up my domain site, and it was guttertech.com.
Right.
And they bought it because we failed to make a payment on time, and they bought it up, and then we paid them for it. $400, you know, and never gave it back to me. It was extortion.
Wow, that's insane. That's why you had the guttertechtx.com, right?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, and it works out because there's other gutter techs. That's like one's in Florida, one's in Georgia,
one's in Ohio, one's in
California.
Yeah, it's a common name. So yeah, for sure.
It works.
Yeah, but they didn't have their name when I had my name.
Right.
One in Ohio says he did, and he gave us a cease and desist letter, and we told him to go to hell.
He kind of went off on us one day, and I was like, I don't know. Okay, whatever.
Wow. Quality problems.
My comes up, I think, I mean, in general, my comes up probably the most because of how much we've been trying to do online to get ourselves out here
and get
people to see us. You know?
We get called from Florida. We get calls from Georgia. We get calls from all over. Hey, y'all need to pay your bill. I've never been to your state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been to Ohio I've been through Georgia, but not for buying material.
It's just all mixing up the other names. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, we're Local Splash, so we don't run into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, there's not another company called Local Splash, you know, that I've heard of.
We could go with Local Gutter Flash.
Yeah, there you go. Local Gutter Splash. Now, I like Gutter Flash, man. You guys got a good one for sure. Yeah, but how do you guys feel about the map listing, about us optimizing that, getting that rolling for you? That's I sent you the email on that package. It's basically everything minus the Google Ads, you know?
So when are you going to ask to have direct access to Google Analytics? So are you going to be asking to get on my Google?
Yeah, we have to. So we would need you to add us as manager to the Google page. So you'll still own it. We'll just manage it. That way we can optimize it for you. It's kind of like, you know, somebody's going to put, wants you to put gutters on, right? But they don't give you access to the house. you know, that's we got to be on the map listing in order to optimize it 100%.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, kind of explain to me what you mean by what you're doing with the map listing.
Yeah, so what will happen, everything you've done, we don't want to erase that. You've done a great job. We're not going to change the number. We're not going to get rid of any of the reviews or, you know, the content looks great too. We just want to add in the post, right, on the keywords that we're targeting you for. And there's things that they're able to do on the back end on the different directories that you're submitted to as well. We want to make sure all of those keywords line up. Now, you guys also don't have an Apple submission, so they're going to want to create Apple as well, and they'll add those keywords. The Apple directory submission we create too, we'd make you the owner of it. So any additional directories made, you'll have full ownership. We're just added on as a manager, just like the Google page. That way we can line all the keywords up with what we're targeting you in the map section.
Okay, so one of the things I asked the company I was talking to yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, when I looked up one of the other gutter companies that I was talking to you about, how their category was changed, and then they had like the green little check mark that said it was a verified
Google guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that... What is that?
Okay, so you're talking to the right person. I'm the main person that sets those up. Yeah.
Okay, so compared to what I have, I know my Google page is verified, but I don't have that green mark. Is that correct?
Okay. You do not, I believe. Let me do a search real fast. You should have gone through an application process. I didn't check it, but let me make sure real fast.
Those are green. Okay. Thing right there in the middle, or is that gray?
No.
All right, let me go to gutter installation.
Is it like a stamp or something?
It is kind of like
a check mark.
Like a
yeah, it's
it
like
a
stamp.
Like a check mark.
So the check mark, right? What that is Google's guaranteeing your company. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guarantee. Okay. Now, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program is what it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the requirements, okay, for gutter installation, all right, they don't have a gutter install category on Google Guarantee, okay? They're going to have – no, they don't. They have a roofing vertical, which has gutter installations as a subcategory in it, okay? So you would have to have the requirements for roofing. Let me check what those are, okay? Give me one quick second.
Because I don't think that company does that.
100%. So if you go into their Google Guarantee page, like I'm on the brothers that just do gutters right now, right? When I go to services, it'll say all they have on is gutter installation and gutter repair, but they're under the roofing category.
Really?
So
do they get roofing leads too?
No, because they turn the roofing leads off. Do me a favor. Go ahead and type in gutter installation.
Okay.
And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about.
Gutter installation, not brother.
That's brother.
Gutter installation software?
No,
just gutter installation. Yeah.
Okay.
And then tell me what you see. It should be the first one's the brothers that just do gutters, right?
Right.
See?
And it
okay.
says Google Guaranteed.
Okay, go ahead and click on that listing.
Okay.
No, those aren't ads. So Google Ads is pay-per-click. That's what you guys are currently doing. Google Guaranteed is different. I'll explain it all to you. But go ahead and click on their listing, and then it should say Overview and Services. Go ahead and click on Services.
Where does it say that?
It should be right under Get Phone Number. It'll be Overview.
I got it. Okay, right. So it is under Roofing.
Yeah.
Why would they put that under Roofing?
That's just dumb.
They have to. So here's Google Guaranteed, the newer program. So they don't have every category. Like, they don't even have a concrete category currently. They have a general contractor category, which concrete is on it as a subcategory. So,
okay. So
you guys would have to go under the roofing category. The good thing is there's no specific license requirement for roofing in Texas. Okay. They do require liability insurance. You're going to need a minimum amount of $250,000 towards your liability. Do you currently have that?
We got $3 million.
Okay.
More.
All right. So you're golden on that. You're good on the reviews because the minimum required amount of reviews is 5 reviews. So you qualify big time on that. The last requirement, they're going to require on any face-to-face employees. In other words, do you guys have a big crew?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay. Okay.
All
right. So,
that was a joke.
Yeah, I got it. It went over my head at first, but then I caught it on the boomerang.
I weigh more than both of them put together.
Okay.
They're
okay.
120 pounds soaking wet each.
Okay, got it. So they're the ladder guys. They're the guys always on the ladders, right? Like, what I was gonna say though is I'm gonna show you a workaround to make a faster process. But you'll have to go through a background check. Will that
leave
be fine?
The roofing on it.
Oh, you have to go through a background
check. Can I leave the roofing on it, or are they going to charge me for leads?
What do you mean?
No.
Well, if I want to leave roofing on it, I do roofing too.
Oh, you can. You can, absolutely. 100%.
No.
If
you want roofing jobs, you can turn roofing leads on.
I can sell the roofing lead to Shamrock, and he pays me for it.
Here, I'm going to send you over right now another email titled Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to
How does that affect?
It helps your Google placement.
New.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even they advertise gutter installing. Kanga does.
I know. But how does that affect my Google? Like
it helps
said,
it. So it used to not help it at all when they first came out with it. I'm the one that started setting those accounts up here with our company. So it used to not affect it at all. Now it does though. So when we first started offering Google Guaranteed, you didn't even need a Google Business Profile to start it. Now you do need a Google Business Profile, and it does help your search engine optimization too.
Let me ask you something. Would we go above?
So there's
gutters. Since we have a better rating,
these don't even have it.
Castillo Gutters is on here. Oh, they're not Google guaranteed.
And Gutter Tech.
He's tagging up next to me.
Honey, this is how Google ranks you in the area that we're at right here. Okay.
So Gutter Tech has 514 gutters.
We have you can't go off of reviews. Okay. So this is how we're being ranked because of the Google Analytics that puts us in this area.
I want it because I don't want them damn roofers to be taking our gutter leads.
I understand that, and that's an ad.
That's what's happening now a lot.
But this is a sponsored ad, and that's how they get on top of you. You cannot.
Well, how do we get sponsored?
You cannot remove them like on Yelp. We pay to not have people on top of us. On whenever people are looking up gutter tech.
Well, Lynn, explain to me how we get above those guys. Is it because of our more
more reviews, or is it because we have a 5.0 rating versus a 4.8?
There's three factors to it, okay? One is going to be reviews, okay? So you guys are golden on that end. The second is going to be your answer rate. So meaning when you have your Google Guaranteed lead turned on, you want to be able to answer the phone, okay? The third...
I pulled it for myself.
Yeah, so you're going to be golden there too. The third is the amount you're bidding on the lead, okay, which we already factor into our rate. We bid on the high end to make sure you have placement. Yeah, I'm going to go over that right now. I'm pulling up the cost per lead. Give me one quick second.
Because deep pockets aren't in my household.
right. Hold on. Let me just... Man, I lost our...
7 years in business. 7 years in business.
Okay, well, ours says how many? Well,
why doesn't ours say how many years we've been in business here?
Maybe that's not a category that I put in there. I don't know.
It needs to change.
Well, okay.
All right, let's see. So, okay, I got it pulled up, okay? And I'm going to send it in that email as well.
Okay.
So the cost per qualified lead, dang it, why is this not updating?
For gutters.
Okay, here it is. It's for the roofing vertical, but we would turn on gutter installation, gutter repair, especially gutter installation, okay? But the cost per qualified lead is going to be at $58.67 per lead.
Per lead?
Yes. Okay. Now, that's per qualified lead, meaning you have to either schedule an appointment, okay, or give a quote. If you do either of those two things, it's considered a qualified lead that you're charged for. If it's
Am I the only one that gets it?
Correct. Yes, because they're picking you and calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. Yes, sir.
But how do you know if they didn't pick somebody else, too?
Great question. So that phone number, okay, for the brothers, whatever they are, that phone number on there, when you click get phone number, okay, it's going to pop up like a scan to call, and it's going to show their phone number. That is not their actual phone number. So it's a Google rotating number, which is going to forward to their phone, okay? And it's recorded by an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So when they call you guys, right, if on the phone call you schedule an appointment or give a quote, it's going to charge you for the lead. If you don't do those things, like if it's a solicitation call, service you don't provide, out of your radius, like anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
So you have to have you would have my phone number on there and you could listen in, or what are you talking about?
No, sir. It's a Google rotating number, which is going to forward to your phone on the Google Guaranteed section. So it's not going to be your phone number on Google Guaranteed, and that is like a must. Like, I understand you guys don't want a different number, but Google Guaranteed, they
keeps you from charging me.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Keeps you from automatically charging me for every click.
Exactly.
So you need to put,
Okay, look, I want you to see something. Okay. Yes, Brothers Gutters has all that. See, Gutter Tech. Gutter Cleaning Service. Castillo Gutter Cleaning Service. The only way that you can get the gutter installation one is through
the Google Ads.
Google Guarantee. Okay? Because he kept saying you're not putting in the right thing. I have gutter service, see?
Yeah, but you need to put right there where it says Austin, Texas, 27 years. 38 years in...
Okay, I'm not putting down 38 years of your experience. I would put down what...
27 years.
Yes.
We're going to change that. We've been in this business 27 years.
Okay, good.
But I worked for the company before that. That's why I tell her 38 years is legal.
Right.
Isn't that legal?
Oh, wait.
If I've been working for the same company that long...
Say it again? I'm sorry. I was trying to pull up this calculator right now. It's acting a little weird on me.
I'm just saying, for instance, we've only been in business for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for the company for 12 years before that. So am I legally okay to say I've been in this business for 38 years?
Yeah. Companies do that all the time. Yeah.
So that's legal.
Yeah. Or you could put experience, you know? Yeah. I the main thing, guys, is like the keyword phrases. And then Google Guaranteed, though, I sent you the wrong minimum budget initially, so I resent it right now. Give me one quick second here. My like little calculator thing was acting like super weird. Okay. Let me send it right here. Okay. So Google Guaranteed, okay, there's gonna be for setup, there's a one time application / management fee, okay? That's gonna be $250. Mm-hmm. So that's all that's due like at startup. Okay? Now, after you're approved, you get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, okay? The cost per qualified lead is $58.67 per lead. Google's going to require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads, okay? You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, obviously, okay? But the minimum I'm required to go over with you is at $768. That's for 13 leads.
You would have to take that out of our account now, is what you're saying.
No, no, no. All that comes out now to start Google Guaranteed is a one-time $250 application fee. Okay? Once you're approved, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification from us, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, that 768 lead budget's charged, which gives you 13 leads in the bank.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Yes, ma'am.
If we have a hailstorm,
mm-hmm.
my Yelp goes crazy, and we have phones ringing off the hook.
Good.
Okay? And is there a way to pause that, or is there not a way? Because
you can pause your leads at any point in time. Yeah.
Because it wouldn't matter.
That's guaranteed money, is what she's saying.
Yes, because
that we don't have to pay for because our roofers call us out to the job.
Right.
Yeah. So if there's a hailstorm, all you got to do is pause your leads. Yeah.
We get so busy that we could be out 6 weeks before we can even go out to go visit somebody.
And we were the first.
Yeah.
It gets to that point. And there, mm-hmm. you know, these other gutter companies are right with us, or they're even longer before they can get out to go see somebody. So my competition doesn't matter at that point. It's just who can get
right.
out there the fastest and who can
right.
get scheduled in the fastest.
Right.
And sometimes people hold out for the other gutter companies because they see their reviews or other, you know, they've got referrals and other things. But
right,
I'm just
right.
saying, I don't want to get in predicament where I'm losing money, you know, because we're just, I mean, cause I've been at the point where I would sit, you know, from like 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock before I even got a break.
Right.
And answering phone calls, answering emails, like just it's, when it's busy, it's busy.
Yeah, right, right. And it comes in waves,
stop.
You know. So all you got to remember. Is just
right now,
either text me or if from your app that we give you, you gotta pause your leads. And when you pause them, they don't automatically turn on again. Okay? They're gonna stay paused until you turn them back on.
So we say restart?
Say it again.
Or is there a button to pause and button?
Yeah,
there's a
button. So in the tracking system, there'll be a chat box that pops up and all you gotta do is put pause or you can just text me. Just text pause my leads, and we'll be able to pause them for you, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this other package that you sent us
mm-hmm.
for the one, what did you say, $199?
No, so the other package, Google Guaranteed, right, that's $250 one-time fee. That's the application / management fee.
Right.
If you want to get your map listing optimized too, which I recommend, you did an amazing job. We would love to get in there though and just like add keywords, right? We could add like all the stuff. Yeah, the years of business, all that good stuff, right? But if you want to do Google Guaranteed with the pro package, you're looking at the $250 one-time fee plus the $199 monthly, which would make it, man, I got to get better at math. let's see, $449 out the door today.
I have to think about it. I'm sorry. I don't jump on things. I have to think about it.
I know we need to leave.
After it rains, I've gotten 4 leads this morning, though. But
right.
And we get a lot of self-generated leads from word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But to get guaranteed leads, and I'm the one that goes out there with a presentation and, if I'm set up correctly, those are our leads. That's our job because
right.
they want us to do the job.
Right.
But if they don't like my money, I'm not like gutter techs and charging $12 a foot for 5-inch gutter.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're at $10 a foot minimum right now on 5-inch gutter. And I'm not like that. I'm a little cheaper than that, but I'm doing a better job than they do. They got a bunch of people that got less than 6 months experience working for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, constantly changing people.
Right. So you wouldn't run into that? Like, they're only going to know your rate typically unless they call around for different gutter companies, right? Because they're making you and calling
they
you.
Call.
It could happen. Since we started offering Google Guaranteed, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts, though. Like, it really is the best lead program on the market currently. And a lot of companies don't know about it, okay, which is a good thing. And a lot of companies don't know, like, a lot of gutter guys don't even know you got to go under roofing to be able to, like, activate it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the good thing is it's not overly saturated right now. So there's a good opportunity, like, to do very, very well with it, you know? It's a really, really good program, 100%.
I really think that would be advantageous. If we did 13 leads a month and got them, and then in the $4,000 to $5,000 range, you're looking at a lot of money.
I broke down for you, too, guys. I sent you – I know I'm, like, flooding you with emails right now, but I sent you one more titled Ideal Package. And it just breaks down exactly, like, what goes where. Like, what you're paying for, you know, and it has Google Guaranteed with the Pro Package also laid out on it. We call it our Ideal Package. I just took the Facebook ads off, you know?
Yeah. My God.
V&V. V&V has about 2 years experience. They don't even have how long they've been in business on there. I can't believe we don't have that on there, how long we've been in business. That would help us so much.
We'll add it for you. We got you guys. Google Guaranteed, too, it's part of, like, the questionnaire in the application because we put that on the Google Guaranteed page. But the profile, too, we could add that, no problem.
How much are the roofing leads?
The roofing leads are the same amount.
Oh, my God, Cancel.
Yeah. $58.67 per qualified lead.
And I could start those anytime I wanted to start my roofing business?
Yes, sir. I sent you a list of subcategories in that Google Guaranteed email. I'll do it to Kathy to the Ideal email. That way you just have everything in one spot, you know? I'm big on convenience.
Used to advertise roofs.
You know? But all those subcategories in that email I sent, you have availability to them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do skylights.
What's a skylight?
Or attic binning.
No, we're not doing any of that unless we're a roofer.
No.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Put gutter installs on, right? That's like the big one you guys want to rank for, too. Like with your reviews and how we're managing like the leads and your answer rate, you should be showing up first for gutter installation and Google Guarantee. And then if you guys want to do roofing, too, play with it. You could turn on roof install or roof inspection or roof repair. It's $58.67 per qualified lead with any of those subcategories. It doesn't change.
But let me ask you this. What if I'm on the phone call with somebody else and another Google call comes in and I don't get to answer it and I call it back?
You can call it back, okay? Yes, because it's going to come up on your phone as LSA lead with the client's phone number, okay? So you're going to get that call, but if that's consistently happening where you're not able to answer, it does affect your Google Guaranteed placement. So we really, and that's kind of like out of your control. Yeah. Just answer those calls. You'll know when they're Google Guaranteed because it comes through as LSA lead on your phone, you know?
Oh. Yeah, I guess you could have a separate cell phone.
I could say to the customer, I need to call you right back. I have an emergency.
There you go, brother. Yep. But what if you're on a Google guaranteed call already, right? Like, I get what you're saying, you know? I know some of my clients, they have their phone set up where, like,
a qualified lead at that point.
It goes to your partner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that could work. You can answer, but you don't answer too well. Would you answer if it said the LSA lead? See, she don't get as many calls as I do, but she don't always have her ringer on.
Right.
Drives me crazy. She does really good for what she does for us. Really good.